This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The European Union has approved a Brexit deal with Britain. The nearly 600-page agreement delineates the terms of Britain's departure from the EU and sets a framework for future ties. British Prime Minister Theresa May was asked if she shares German Chancellor Angela Merkel's sadness that Britain will be leaving the EU.
No, but I recognise that others do. I think that's I recognise some European leaders are sad at this moment, but also some people back at home in the UK will be sad at this moment. But the way I look at it is actually this is for us now to move on.
European Council President Donald Tusk spoke about moving forward.
The European Council restated the Union's determination to have as close as possible a partnership with the United Kingdom in the future.
Now May faces the challenge of getting the unpopular deal through a sceptical British Parliament. Parliament must approve the pact for it to take effect, otherwise Britain would leave the bloc on March 29th of next year without an agreement to mitigate economic disruption. U.S. President Donald Trump implored Mexico and Central American countries Sunday to halt the stream of migrants heading to the United States, even as Mexico denied his claim it was willing to allow U.S. asylum seekers to stay there until their cases were decided by American immigration courts. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
There is no agreement of any sort between the incoming Mexican government and the U.S. government. That statement comes from Mexico's future Interior Minister, Olga Sanchez, in response to a Washington Post report that the incoming Mexican administration had agreed to allow migrants to stay in Mexico as a short-term solution, while the U.S. considered their applications for asylum. The White House says President Trump has developed a strong relationship with the incoming Mexican administration and looks forward to working with them on a wide range of issues. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And this is VOA News.